Welcome back. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Your Morning Tradition. Hey, we're always adding things to the station. We're adding music. If you've got your choir and you've got it on CD, or you can send us an MP3 file, even if it's kind of messed up, we can clean it up and put it on. We'd love to hear you sing. You sing. That'd be nice.
Everybody needs to snap their fingers.
Lisa's all into this. Da-da. Okay, well, Lewis is on hold real quick. Oh, here's some addition as well. Prayers, if you want to say prayers, even into your smartphone or something, and send me those, that would be fine.
Yeah, that's doable.
We'll put those on, and we've got the Our Father. We've got, you know what I'd like to find is some really, a small group at your chapel, ladies and gentlemen, if you can just set up your smartphone and just get three or four of you together, maybe the young people, and you do the prayer for priests. Ooh. I've wanted to get the prayer for priests on it. We haven't done it.
That would be a nice thing to do. Yes, it would.
And one thing we did over the weekend, we actually had a French guy at our chapel.
Authentic.
St. Therese Chapel in Madison, Wisconsin. He's authentic. Young man visiting from France. Hence, that's why he's a French guy. His name is...
I didn't get his name.
Alphonse. But he says it so different.
He says it better.
So I had my microphone
set up.
See,
you had the sort of accent kind of thing going.
Yeah, I didn't have it even close.
He's like authentic.
He said to somebody at the chapel, he's ain't even close. Okay, thanks. But so I brought him back and I had him say, you're listening to traditional Catholic radio in French and then in English with his thick accent. So for those of you listening in French, allô, bonjour.
Bonjour.
All right. I do believe we've got to get over here and let's bring Lewis back on because
he's waiting.
I know. Sorry about that. We're on a long distance to Missouri where we're talking about the Santa Fe pilgrimage. And Lewis, you were talking about how you guys walk all night long. And during the break, I just thought of this. Are you in danger ever of being attacked by wild animals? Do you ever see anything crazy? Bigfoot? I don't know.
It's interesting this year. Generally, it's pretty tame. We used to have this dog that would always follow us, and the owner would have to come and pick him up at the end. And just discovered this year that dog had passed away. Someone actually saw an armadillo this year, and I saw a deer. And generally speaking, no, you're just out there in the Kansas prairie. I guess you can't really call it prairie. It's just all farmland. They're growing corn out there, or soybeans, or alfalfa. There aren't very many trees out there either. So it's kind of a rough pilgrimage. As Father Kenneth Novak said in our famous video that we made last year was, the pilgrimage is dirty, so to speak. It's not a picnic pilgrimage.
Didn't he say it was full of blood? And it's, didn't he say
yeah,
something?
Yeah, bloody, yeah, because of the blisters and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, but I've had a lot of men tell me, they said, more than the physical is the mental aspect of this pilgrimage because it's at night.
Okay.
The constant having to tell yourself mentally, I must keep going, I must keep going. And they said that almost gnaws on them more during the nighttime hours when it's dark and you can't see where you're going. Or doesn't seem to get any closer to you. There's the physical side that's manly, but I think the mental endurance that, men have to do, that's very important.
Isn't that, that's really kind of part of a pilgrimage, though? I mean, because you go, you kind of get within yourself, you kind of turn inward, and you really see what is the stuff that you are made of, and what do you lean on in those times? Well, you lean on your prayers, you lean on the Blessed Mother, you focus a little more. You're not sitting in your living room saying your rosary any longer. You're not Johnny Comfort Seat, you know what I mean?
Right.
And for me, that's part of what the pilgrimage experience is all about, and this one... this one's got it in spades. So, script, you and I talked before on the phone, and we were trying to come up with that word. Pilgrimage has script.
S-C-R-I-P, and it's our script is a square-cut nail, and every pilgrim receives a blessed nail at the beginning of the pilgrimage when the chaplain also blesses the pilgrim, and they carry that throughout their pilgrimage. And at the end, those who have made all 33 miles receive the coveted blessed red nail. So it's the red for the blood. So one of our mottos of the pilgrimage is take the nail.
I love
it. Or will you dare to take the nail? So that's kind of one of the rich parts of our pilgrimage. The other thing that's really interesting about our pilgrimage, unlike a lot of other ones that you've probably heard of or even been on yourself, we don't end in a church, let alone a beautiful, medieval cathedral with a giant spleen thurible. We end up on the Kansas Plains in front of a 26-foot-high granite cross.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
We have an altar set up in front of it, and Father offers the Mass, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, but that is what they're aiming for. And that cross doesn't even mark the spot of the martyrdom of Father Juan de Padilla. What it marks is where one of the Quiveran villages was located. There was some excavations done in that area once upon a time. They do know that there was a Quiveran village there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much it. So for a lot of people, it might seem rather anticlimactic that, you know, you walk 33 miles to what?
A big cross.
Yeah, exactly. Just a big cross, and then you're out there in the blazing sun while the Mass is going on, and everyone's trying to, you know, get comfortable, so to speak, because it's quite a physically, challenging. It's a very challenging pilgrimage. I've had almost everybody has been on it, said this is the hardest pilgrimage they've ever been on. Something that was interesting was we had a young man, high school age, who had made the pilgrimage. And then that same year, he had the privilege of making the Camino, which was over 30 days. And he wrote his mother while still in Santiago after he completed the Camino. He said, you know, Mom, the 33 miles of Santa Fe were harder than the 30 days of Santiago.
Wow.
You know, it's supposed to be hard. And you mentioned something a little while ago. You said the men. So many pilgrimages. I mean, you know, it's men, it's women, it's
children.
It's this or that, children. This is men, this is boys, this is fathers, this is sons. Well, in fact, Lisa, you touched on it.
It's because what we're trying to claim, and really that's what the 33 miles is for. Yes, you go to a big, huge cement cross, but it's the spirit behind the walk of everything that it stands for. It's the conquest.
And it's the soldiers, the men, the men and the boys are the new conquistadors.
One of the other things that's rather unique about this pilgrimage, in addition to being the only men and boys annual pilgrimage that is sponsored via the Society of St. Pius X.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second oldest pilgrimage, by the way, in the United States. Society has been continuously helping to sponsor. We have three main intentions every year. Of course, everyone can join their own intentions to this as well. So the first two intentions of the pilgrimage are always the same. And then the third gets appointed. We ask the United States District Superior of the Society of St. Pius X to give us the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And we make that on his behalf. And so in the years past, you know, it's been like, for instance, with the success of a certain apostle that the society may be carrying out, like, for instance, one year it was the opening of Notre Dame de la Salette Boys Academy.
Yes.
Cool.
In Olivet, Illinois. And in fact, all the students came down with that with Father McMahon. You know, it was credited that, you know, La Salette opened so well because Du Bois made that pilgrimage, as Father McMahon himself said. We've also seen a lot of, you know, family members or friends converting. We've seen vocations out of this. It's really been amazing to see all the graces that have come to the pilgrims with the Mass. But to get back again, so the first two intentions that don't change, the first one is to effect a Catholic Reconquista of our country, which was founded as Catholic. The blood was spilled for it to become Catholic. The cross was planted in the middle of the United States outside of Lyons, Kansas. And unfortunately, later our country was hijacked by the Protestants. So we want to return it back to it being Catholic and for the social reign of Christ the King. The second intention that's permanent is to make reparation for the modern apostasy of the church's hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's third special intention was for the defense of the Catholic family. And you can see how all that is integral to each other.
Yes.
Yes,
and so the blood, the sweat, and the tears of these of these men and these boys. And it's particularly, you know, Father Novak spoke to the fathers, to the husbands, and to the boys. He said, you're going to be either future fathers, you might be future priests, you might be future religious. But he was really just the idea that, you know, we have this battle in our country for the sacrament of matrimony, and that it's so important that we have good, strong Catholic families, and the head of those families are the men.
That's right.
I can imagine some of the conversations between prayers, and by the way, is it silent between the prayers and the rosaries and the singing? Is there silence, or do you get the chance to chat while you're walking?
Yeah, there's a little of everything going on. There's certainly you know, for instance, the cadence of the rosary is very important. They sing hymns. Mm-hmm. Father hears confessions. There was another interesting thing that Father did this year. He was reading off the names of martyrs in America. All these people that had been martyred in the United States of America for these missionary efforts that were made. I mean, the list just went on and on. So, generally speaking, about every 3 miles, we have a break. So everyone has a chance to grab a snack, grab some water, or, you know, whatever they might, you know, medicinal things for, like, you know, baby powder for their feet or something like that.
Right.
So it's great to see the camaraderie amongst these guys that are forged during these 33 miles. It's just incredible.
I can imagine during times of conversation how much the upcoming synod may have been on the lips of the men. We're going to have a little more on the synod. Coming up with Father Scott, I think, and John Venari is actually going to try and join us, not today, but in an upcoming show before we get to October. But I would suppose, given the synod coming up and the intention of the family for the Santa Fe pilgrimage, I would suppose that the guys were probably talking quite a bit about that.
That's very possible, because I play support. I'm not there while they're actually walking, though I catch snatches of it as they're passing by.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times when they were passing by me, they were fervently praying. But I know there are some times, like just as they're about to pull up to the break and everything, sometimes Father asks for a little silence.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes he just says, you know, you want to chat, go ahead. I think more than the synod was the whole Supreme Court ruling, which is really, in our minds as Americans, more than the synod, I think. I mean, of course, everybody's concerned about the synod, but I think at this very moment, just a complete...
Yeah.
Shock to everybody. How could our Supreme Court do this?
Right.
Especially considering there was, you know, a dominating factor of Catholics on there, and it should have turned out the right way.
Right.
And because of the Catholics, it didn't.
And that decision had just happened, hadn't it? Just before the pilgrimage.
And literally, like, what was it, a week and a half?
I think,
2 weeks
before? Yeah.
That was really on everyone's mind, and that's what really Father Novak, even as well as myself, brought up to the pilgrims. And we... To make reparation for the modern apostasy of the church's hierarchy, here in the United States, the bishops have almost been absolutely silent about this matter.
Yep.
At least,
isn't that sad?
Up until our pilgrimage occurred, very few bishops have said anything. So this is on everyone's mind as well too. We're going to go on this walk and we're going to make some reparation here.
Lewis, I just have a question.
All right, hang on just a second, because we have to take a break.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we'll be back with Lewis Tufari. We're going to talk because the music's playing. When the music plays, that means we got to go.
We got to take a break.
Oh, man.
All righty.
All right, Lewis, hang on. We'll be right back with Lewis Tufari, and we're going to wrap up today's Your Morning Tradition, talking about the Santa Fe Pilgrimage, and all your questions will be answered. It's going to be a beautiful day. I like this. Magnificat Radio on magnificatmedia.com, Your Morning Tradition. And we're back with Your Morning Tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here, living our faith. Yes, we are into a Monday afternoon. Today is August the 3rd already. We've got a birthday this month at our house. That is kind of cool. Lewis Tufari is on the phone with us. It's talking the Santa Fe Pilgrimage, and we want to cut them loose because everybody's anxious to get their day started, I understand. And so we only have a couple of minutes left. Lisa, what did you want to, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, Lewis, my question is, how many people were on this pilgrimage this year?
64. Men and boys, and of that, we had about 35 who all made 33 miles.
Okay, and what was the biggest group that you've ever had?
It's been a little over 100. We had almost 100 last year, in fact.
Okay.
All right. So really what we need to do is get more men and boys out there.
Yes, we can do that. It makes it a little harder for logistical support. You're out there in the middle of nowhere. You got to bring everything with you.
And here's Lewis is the logistical support king, man. He's the guy. We're going to pile that on you.
I mean, every year, that's what I do. I want to make sure the pilgrims have everything that they need to make it, quote unquote, as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. Though they affectionately, or maybe not affectionately, refer to me as the ramrod because I'm the one that's like always cutting short their breaks so they can, because if they sit there for too long, then they start to cramp up and everything. But that's what they want to do. You know, that's your natural instinct to sit there and like, nope, get up.
Right. Now, Lewis,
back over there.
You obviously have an end point, fixed end point at the big giant cross, and it's 33 miles. You start at a specific point, but was this pilgrimage planned originally on purpose for 33 miles, 33 being, the years of our Lord on the earth?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that was, I didn't think it was a coincidence, but I thought, wow, if that was a coincidence, there's no coincidence
there. They specifically did set 33 miles for the 33 years of our Lord. Again, they actually did some research to find out what road they would walk on that would intersect with the Santa Fe Trail kind of meandered, because at that time it meandered. It wasn't a straight, county plot of 1 mile by 1 mile by 1 mile as it is today. And so they actually, referred to some historical maps and such like that, and they chose this road based on that. And again, it also intersects with that Ralph's Rut, and then we make our turn. So there was some planning and there was some thought that went into it with all these connections and everything.
Well,
this pilgrimage is extremely special, and if we really want change, not only change in our own country, but change for the world, we really need to have the men and the boys out on this pilgrimage.
Yeah, I'm really, really am into this. And you look for me next year. I'm there, ladies and gentlemen. Lewis,
you're gonna do a play-by-play radio show,
that's right?
Wireless.
Man. We're gonna do the morning tradition from the break each breakpoint. I'll be following you around.
You can broadcast it. There you go. Father Novak gets broadcasted across the Kansas Prairie. It's really quite interesting because the locals out there look for us every year.
Oh, cool.
And they know we're coming. And, there we are at 3 o'clock in the morning. You got Father Kansas Novak on a megaphone there. Blasting Viva Cristo Rey.
Yes.
And you're hearing
when we're playing support, we kind of leapfrog to the next 3 miles ahead. You can easily hear him or whoever else is leading the prayers on that megaphone. You can hear them at least 2 miles away, a mile and a half away.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to speak with Father Novak literally the next day, and his voice was gone, man. It was gone. Lewis, I'm going to cut you loose. We're running very short on time. Lewis Tafari, it's been
a
pleasure.
Thank you.
And we have so much to talk about. And I think we're going to hear a lot from you in the future and more on Santa Fe Pilgrimage. Go to the SSPX website, sspx.org. And that video is phenomenal. You can learn a lot more about next year's Santa Fe Pilgrimage by looking at that. And a plan to be along with the men and boys on the Santa Fe Trail at the end of July in 2016. Lewis, it's been a pleasure, and we'll stay in touch, huh?
Yes, thanks, Mike. Thank you very much for this opportunity. And just as a party note, Viva Cristo Rey!
Viva Cristo Rey! I love saying that. Oh, man. Well, that's going to do it for your morning tradition this morning. It's Mike and Lisa Austin here at MagnificatMedia.com, Magnificat Radio. And keep in touch. Send us any of your prayers that you may have, prayer requests through the website.
That's right.
And Lisa's going to put a whole blog up about the Santa Fe Pilgrimage. And I'm hoping
it might already just be there.
Oh, really? Oh, you're amazing.
It might be.
All right, I got to check. MagnificatMedia.com. I haven't even checked our own website today. We are your morning tradition. We'll see you again tomorrow morning when we are joined. Oh, no, Wednesday. Father Peter Scott's joining us again from Africa, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Wednesday. All right. Have a great day. Go make Monday great. God bless. And we'll see you tomorrow morning here on your morning tradition, living
our faith.